Happy Easter. What a great celebration, the Easter event. What a great, remarkable celebration. It's a mystery that invites us to larger and greater belief. Jesus invites us through his resurrection to be a part of that resurrection and to have our hopes fulfilled in him, that one day we will come to the fullness of life through his resurrection. Imagine all of the wonderful details. Had you been there at that event, how would you have felt? I'm sure most of us would have felt just like the disciples, stunned. And even though Jesus had predicted that this was coming, I think we would still be stunned. Who would roll away the big stone? Who would bring him back to life? There was a little girl walking through a cemetery with her dad one evening, and she was constantly looking around as she walked. They were taking a shortcut through the cemetery, and eventually she pointed to the tombstones and the graves and said to her father, "Daddy, what are those?" And he said, "Well, these were people who lived in those houses down there one time, and then Holy God sent for them to come off and live in his house with all of his angels." Now, as you parents know, when you answer one question, there's always going to be another. So the eyes of his little daughter looked puzzled for a moment, and she said, "Daddy, did they go off to live in Holy God's house with all of his angels?" "Yes," he said. And now you could sense the anxiety, because theologically we're anxious about answering the questions raised by the children. And sure enough, after a little while, after she looked around, she began to beam. Suddenly her eyes lit up, and beaming from ear to ear, because children have just a remarkable gift of seeing the obvious at times, she said to her father, "I bet when they went off to live in Holy God's house, this is where they left their clothes." Theologian, 5 years of age. You know, she's right. On the morning of the resurrection, the angel said to the women, "If you're looking for Jesus, he is not here. But come in and we'll show you his clothes if you like." Who would roll back the stone? Who did roll back the stone? And maybe the question for us on this resurrection day is, what stones do we need to roll back? What are the boulders that keep me from living my life in Christ? Anger, resentment, unforgiveness, hatred, judgmentalism, gluttony, envy, sloth, the big boulders, the seven deadly sins, we have many of them. What is the one big boulder in my life that keeps me from celebrating his resurrection? What is the one boulder that I have to move up? Move out of the way with his help, with the help of the Holy Spirit, so that I can live my life in Christ Jesus.